The statement Monday by Commander of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, General Constantine Chiwenga, that the army will step in if the instability in the ruling ZANU-PF party continues to result in purges of those who fought for the country's independence, has generated debate among citizens about the role of the army. Addressing a press conference in Harare with about 90 other senior military officials, General Chiwenga took aim at what he called counter-revolutionary infiltrators who are behind the, quote, current purging and cleansing of mostly members associated with our liberation history. Chiwenga's statements come exactly 1 week after the expulsion of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and a few others seen to be loyal to him, all mostly war veterans. United Kingdom-based political analyst Lloyd Msipa said Chiwenga's decision to weigh in on the national issue is a direct attack on the pre-liberation Generation 40, or G40 group, allegedly aligned to First Lady Grace Mugabe, which sparked Mnangagwa's dismissal, claiming he was disloyal to the president and was plotting to overthrow him.
The so-called counter-revolutionaries we're talking about, these are people who have not been in the war. They have literally taken over the party. And everybody who's associated with what the preamble says, the National Constitution says, the respect of all the people who fought in the war has been done away with.
Msipa said the presence of other senior military officers at the press conference aimed to show President Mugabe that the army is united in calling for an end to the purge of its fellow war veterans and whatever action he planned to take against Chiwenga.
If Mugabe responds to this in a way that is not a political process, the army would step in. See, I do not think that General Chiwenga was actually bluffing when he made that statement, because the instability in ZANU-PF has affected everybody within and outside Zimbabwe. So my thought is that President Mugabe will be influenced by those who have captured him to try and get rid of General Chiwenga, but that will not happen.
Spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Douglas Mahia, who was expelled from ZANU-PF in 2016 with other senior veterans after issuing a communique stating they no longer supported President Mugabe, said he welcomed Chiwenga's statement.
The remarks by Chiwenga are very welcome, although they come late. But it's better late than never.
Mahia said the army is simply trying to stop further suffering of not only the Zimbabwean people, but those in the military as well, who are not getting support from the state.
When the army is disgruntled, we heard the other day the chief of staff of the army saying the uniforms are torn, the state cannot afford to buy them uniforms, and they've got patches. And the food, the rations, have been cut down. So the army is absolutely in a dire state. On the other hand, the whole population, the people, have got problems. They queue every day for $20, the whole day. At the banks, at times they're told, no, it's not there, come back tomorrow. Now, everybody is really disgruntled with the state of affairs in the country. And this is why I say that when this happens, you cannot blame the army if it decides to take over and stop the rot that is going on.
In his press conference, Chiwenga referred to the lack of meaningful development in the country in the past 5 years due to squabbling in ZANU-PF, which he says has impacted Zimbabweans' social, political, and economic lives. Not all, however, are applauding Chiwenga's stance, weighing it against the army's seemingly mute reaction to the ouster of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, also a veteran, in 2014. Maka, who only used his first name and is based in South Africa, questioned Chiwenga's motive in issuing the call for an end to the purges, saying he's only protecting himself and Mnangagwa.
He is defending his own interests in whatever he's organizing with Mnangagwa that all leaders of them know about. He is the one causing chaos in the country.
Echoing this position is the Zimbabwean based in Botswana, Hasler challenged Wenger on the point that the army is for the people, reflecting on the 2008 elections, which the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, reportedly won in the first round. The army had declared they would not support Tsvangirai because he was not a veteran.
When Mujuri was thrown out of the party, they didn't step up, you know. So at the end of the day, we're asking, what revolution are they protecting?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for the people? Because the people in 2008, we spoke and we said we want new leadership. But because it didn't allow them to stay on the feeding trough,
mm-hmm.
they didn't. In fact, they stepped out and crushed us. And the same has happened. The man who was going to keep them at the feeding trough has been thrown out of ZANU-PF.
Reached for comment on Chiwenga's statement, many in ZANU-PF and the government, including Information Minister Simon Kayamoyo, declined to comment. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie in Washington.